Blog Talk Radio.
Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and welcome to you all, and a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian, Protestant, non-denominational, international Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we welcome you in his name and on behalf of his kingdom. We encourage everyone to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. If you're on a tablet or a computer or a laptop, as soon as the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat link. And when the page changes, click Guest. When the page changes again, sign in using your name, one of the names that's on your birth certificate, and your greeting for the saints, and the saints will respond to you in love. Amen? If perhaps you're on a cell phone, use your browser to find miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see three white lines against a black background. When the page opens up, all the links appear. Choose MIC Radio Chat and follow the directions that you just heard. And again, welcome in Jesus' name. You know, saints, we're living in very, very dangerous and interesting times. Dangerous because people are lawless. And the devil is furious. Interesting because God is constantly moving. There is not a time that he's not doing something. We may not see it blossoming just yet, but God is on the move. And so if you're looking around at life and its circumstances, thinking it's a bit blah, you haven't focused in on the Godhead because they're never still, so to speak, you know, just sitting still doing nothing. Nope, God's busy. He's working. He's got things to do. And he's overlooking the lives of all of his children and those who are yet to receive him, and even those who will reject him. Amen? So, there is no such thing as stagnant time with him. So, whenever you think that, oh, this is so ho-hum, you need to refocus. Yes, you need to refocus and spend some time worshiping the Lord, and he will open your eyes to see that he is quite productive, very efficient, and has a mind and a heart for his people. Amen? We need to have a different perspective of him. You see, of all the things he's done, he still says that man is his highest creation because we were made in his image and likeness. And it is his intent, purpose, and desire that we be like him. And as we grow and as we learn, we are transformed. We're transformed. In other words, when you know better, you do better. That's one way to put it. When you know better, you do better, hopefully. That's the idea. And so as we are continuing to turn from our own wicked ways, we're not the people we used to be because some of those wicked ways we don't do anymore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Some of those wicked ways we have now walked out of. Praise the Lord forevermore. Amen. And we're not going back to them. And while we're working on, with the Lord, what we're working on now, we're progressing. Yes, it's challenging, but we're progressing. It's a progressive work. We're not stagnant. We're moving forward. Amen? We are in the process of turning from our wicked ways and turning to him. Amen? So give yourself
amen.
I'm very proud of you. I'm happy to see that you're getting it and that you caught on and that you want to please the Lord with your life and that you don't want to be the person you used to be anymore. You want to present before the Lord a very different person, a person that's much more like him. I'm pleased with that. You're doing very well. Let's keep going. We got some momentum, and the devil doesn't like it. Trust me, he doesn't like it. The devil does not like it at all because his idea is to pull you, like a lot of other Christians have been, into stagnancy. You're a Christian, and that's it. You're just going along to get along, waiting to leave the planet so you can go to heaven and sit by the river. Well, not so. Not so at all. Not so at all. You see, there are a lot of Christians that aren't doing very much in Christ. It doesn't mean they're not out necessarily doing good work. It's just that the transformation that's supposed to take place inside has slowed down to a drizzle. Well, we're not doing that here. The transformation that's supposed to take place on the inside of us that brings forth out of us good works that please the Father is moving to the next gear, and we're going with the Lord. We're following the Holy Spirit. We're being led by him, and we're pushing on. We're pressing on into God. Amen? I know that some of you have come into contact with some of these churches where nobody gets healed of anything, including a cold. But we're not that church. Amen? We're not the church that just, okay, I came to Jesus when I was 12, and I'm sitting down here now, and I do church things, and I'm a good person, and that's it. No, this is not that place. We're actually becoming more like the Lord. And as we continue to press forward in him, we have high expectations because he has promised us so many great and wonderful promises. And we are looking forward to fully possessing in the natural even those promises. We are looking forward with great expectations. So we're going to keep going. Because the promises are for us, not just in eternity, but right here, right now. So we're not going to let go of what God has promised to us. We're going to hold on until we have full manifestation. Amen? Amen. When God says it, it's available to you. It's up to you to reach out to him. Amen? Amen. The devil may try to distract you, but you already know he's the devil. So there. You know, there's some people that don't even believe in the devil, okay? They got a lot of growing to do. Amen? But you've made it that far. So let's keep going. Let's keep giving God our best. Let's keep growing. Let's keep dumping that old stuff and stepping over obstacles following Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are never too busy for us. In fact, you are our refuge and our strength. You are our very present help in times of busyness and trouble. Your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, reminds us to come unto him when we labor and feel overburdened, because he will give us rest. We thank you, Father, that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed and focused on you at all times, because we know this will bring us into your perfect peace. We seek your guidance, Lord God, to help us arrange our priorities properly. Ooh, so much for all that multitasking. Guide us and help us to think your thoughts as we let the mind of Christ have its rightful authority in our lives. We trust you, Father, because you are our God and our deliverer. We will not let our hearts be troubled or afraid. We will not be intimidated at a challenge. This is possible only because our Lord Jesus has given us his peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord, that you have ordained peace for us and that you have wrought all your works in our lives. You've been working on us. Therefore, during this time of busyness in our lives, we will not worry. Instead, we will let all our requests be made known unto you through prayer with thanksgiving. Even as we pray, Lord, you are giving us your great peace, a peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for keeping our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. We love your word, Father, and this brings great peace to our souls. Because of your word, we know nothing shall be able to offend us during this busy season in our lives. Lord, we will approach all of our responsibilities from a spiritual perspective rather than a carnal mind, because we know that to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God is so good to his people. Now, saints, this is the season where some of us interchange and interact and are visited with relatives and family and friends. Well, very good. I have already posted in the chat room what you do when relatives visit, right along with the usual announcements, and so that is where you will find it. Amen? I ask that you print it out at your earliest convenience and place it inside your Bible so that you can find it when you need it. Amen? Amen. Praise God. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to remember how much he loves us. It's a good thing to remember that nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus that is found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing. Not a thing. Amen? So, we want to thank the Lord for bringing us together, for blessing us, for holding us together. Remember, saints, these are the high days. We have more warfare during this time than usual. It's more concentrated. There are more demons at play. So remember that. Remember that. Be mindful of that. Because it's important. Amen? These are the hot, that's what we call them. Times when Christians in particular are being targeted. Amen? Whenever there's what's considered a Christian holiday, and this is the season for our holiday. The resurrection celebration season is our holiday. It's not anybody else's holiday. They try to usurp our holiday, but it's not theirs. We're the ones with a risen Savior who was raised from the dead. This is our holiday. And so it is right that we celebrate the victory that Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross and overcoming the grave. And we should take it seriously. This should be our time to say, yes, yes, Lord, yes. This is our holiday. Everybody else is running around having donut holiday, an ice cream holiday, you name it. They've got a holiday for almost anything. But this is the Christian's holiday. Amen? This is our holiday. This is not their holiday. It's definitely not a Jewish holiday because they didn't receive Jesus Christ. It's not a Muslim holiday because they have not received Jesus Christ. Amen? This is our holiday, and we, excuse me, ought to celebrate. Now, how you choose to celebrate is between you and the Lord. Amen? It's between you and the Lord, how you choose to celebrate, but you should. You should. So, I've mailed tracts to many of you, and some of you still have tracts left from before. And I would say that as soon as you get them, begin to distribute them. You don't have to wait. Amen? You've received them, distribute them in the name of Jesus. Pray over them, ask the Lord who he wants you to give them to, and distribute them. You see, this is the time. This is the time. This is the time. The Holy Spirit is moving. We have already done the fast. We've already asked the Lord to go ahead. And if you are in a place, and some people are, that you really don't have anyone to pass tracts out, then your part is to pray for those that are going to do that. Amen? Pray for those connections. Plead the blood. Bind the devil. Put your foot down in the spirit realm. Amen? Don't just sit there and say, oh, well. No, you have a part. It comes out of your mouth to the Lord and against the devil and on behalf of the saints is important. Amen? It's very, very important. Your prayers make the difference in whether or not somebody receives the tract and decides to receive Jesus, maybe and maybe not. So you can't sit there and say, well, I don't have anything to do. That's just simply not the truth. You are a part of this. We are a body. We are a church. And as a church, we are extending the love of God to people who need Jesus through passing out tracts and maybe a little candy too. Amen? Amen. So we want to encourage you. It's not too late to send me an email at gproom@outlook.com for me to send you a few tracts if you don't have any. We want you to have some because you can pass them out all year long. Amen? Amen. There are people that are dying going to hell. Let's not let them go to hell for no reason at all. Amen. Some people are going to hell just because they never figured out what to do anyway. Well, let's not do that, okay? Let's at least give them a tract and smile and tell them that Jesus died for their sins and that he loves them. At the very least, you can say that. Amen. Amen. So now, it's not like you don't have something to say. You always have something to say. The Bible says that the word is close to you. It's even in your mouth. And as many words as you have heard preached All you need is a few of them. Amen? The few words God will anoint that you're going to release out of your mouth can make the difference in somebody's life for all of eternity. And I want you to understand the significance of this responsibility. There are going to be people who go to hell because nobody ever witnessed to them. And there are going to be people who go to heaven because somebody did. So since we're being change makers here, we're out here to change the world. Let's get on it. Let's do what God is telling us to do. Amen? Let's do it heartily as unto the Lord. He loves us, and he loves them. So let's share the love. Amen? Let's share the love. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for the armor of God. We thank you that our loins are girt about with your spirit of truth, and we put on the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We wear the helmet of salvation, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We thank you that we're covered in the blood, that we are the head and not the tail, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for the armor that you've given for us to wear every day, all the time. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You supply all of our need according to your riches and glory, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. Lord, your joy is our strength. We thank you that by the stripes of Jesus Christ we have been healed. So we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over the spirit of fear. From our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind every fear and every phobia, all untrusting, all stress, all anxiety, all faint-heartedness, all fear of death, all fear of man, all nightmares and terrors and torments and horrors, all such fear, even the fear of missing heaven. We take authority, dominion, and power over those spirits, and we bind them in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over insomnia and depression and oppression and heaviness and suicidal tendencies and roots of bitterness, impulsiveness, fear, rejection, hopelessness, broken heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, some of us stand there and wonder if we ought to hand somebody a tract. The answer is yes, we should. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. You told us to go out into the world and preach the gospel. Well, there it is. That's why we're passing out tracts. We want people to know the gospel. We don't want them showing up after death. Well, I never heard of you before. No, that means we haven't done our job. So let's get on it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, decisions, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his wicked powers in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind all spirits of Scientology, its root, its deception, and its lies in Jesus' name. We bind the sources of our witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, listeners, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic digital technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan spirits and their attacks, brainwashing Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing and womanizing spirits, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, all whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger, the charmer and the seducer and their attacks, all targeted radio frequency, pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid, binding hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind electromagnetic attacks, smart technology attacks, techno-paganism, mind control by the occult. We take authority, dominion, and power over every demon attacking anybody that's a part of Miracle Internet Church that's still at work in Jesus' name. We bind forced feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations, which are demons. Thank you, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power over the work of the devil in our lives in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, tribal, indigenous groups, groups we've never heard of before, Islander groups. We take authority, dominion, and power over every group. NGOs, demonic groups, satanic groups, witches, warlocks, wizards, sorcerers, diviners, pagans, liars. We bind these groups in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind their powers and their works. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness and send them into the spiritual cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks. We bind Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic. We take authority, dominion, and power, Lord, over the lawlessness that's taken place in Haiti in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that are in control in Jesus' name. We send confusion and division into the enemy camp in the name of Jesus. We send confusion and division into the enemy camp in the name of Jesus. We separate the demons, Father, and put them each into their own spiritual cage in Jesus' name. We close their mouths and gag their mouths and mute their mouths with the blood of Jesus Christ. We forbid them to exchange power and communication between other demons. With the sword of the Spirit, we cut the ones on the earth free. We cut them free. We sever them from the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places over Haiti and the Dominican Republic in Jesus' name.
ra broka ba 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 ru kuturo bri rikete di brisha la de yosula de yosula la yokura ru kuturo brisha la la yosuta ra brike de di yaka runge de brisha la de yosuta ra meneka rakahale yar rikete ra brisha la de yosula de yosula de yosuta ra bri rikete de brisha la de yosuta.
We ask for adjudications from the righteous judge concerning everything that is happening in Haiti and to its people right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your interventions, for your decisions and their executions, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We take authority, dominion, and power over the cannibalism that has been reported there in Jesus' name.
Father,
in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over the individuals, Father, that are still human beings, that are still human beings, that the devil has taken captive and is using at his will. We break his grip and hold in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We break his grip and hold in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We break his grip and hold in the
Father,
we ask that you put the president or the head of government back in control of the country in Jesus' name. We ask that you release your warring angels, Father, to put the place back in order. Hey! In Jesus' name. Lives and souls are at stake, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. People are running for their lives. They have lost the stability of the government. And we ask you to have mercy on them, Father. They've been taken advantage of by the devil for way too long. Thank you, Lord. We ask you in your love for those that you have created to release your mercy.
Woo!
Mercy and to release your judgment where judgment ought to be. Runga de Abrosala de Yosula de Ocurra Cahalaria, Runga de Abrisala de Yosula de Yosula de Ocurra Kita Abrisa. We place the entire island, everything underneath it, all the water spirits that are commanding the battle, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Woo!
And we place them caged and chained into the hands of God the Holy Spirit.
Ruka kunda rise de oku. Runga de Abrosala de Yasar, Rikita Abro, Rika de Abrosala de Yosur Riki.
Father, we cover the lives of every missionary. Oh, de Rikita Abre. Every missionary, Ruga de Abrosala de Yosuto, Rika de Abroca de Abrika de Ridio Riki, and those that they were ministering to. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ruka de Abrosala de, we put them in an envelope of the blood of Jesus. Ruba Baba Ruku de Abrosala de Yosula de Akar, Rugula de Yande, Rukuta. Ricche della brucia da Dio sur le lelianda righide la manada da Dio sei ricche della brucia da Dio sur da Dio sur righide la bruca ba 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 ro le leliande ricche della brucia da Dio carro cohore chia la lelia sata da bre ricche della brucia da bruca pa. We take authority, dominion, and power over the mouth to the cities under the sea in that area.
Oh,
in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that you seal those cities up.
Oof.
We ask that you seal them up so that the demons cannot transport back and forth in the name of Jesus.
Oof.
We ask that you close the opening. We ask that you close every portal to the Bermuda Triangle in the name of Jesus. We ask that you release your power,
oof,
your might, and your will into that area in Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord.
The Bible says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the earth and they that dwell therein. That includes Haiti
and the Dominican Republic and the surrounding areas in Jesus' name. We thank you for your will being done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. We ask you to release your warring angels to set in order that you desire in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the victory that overcomes the work of the devils in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, Obeda man, occultist in that area. We bind you. We bind your thoughts. We bind your mind. We bind your money. We bind your mischief. We bind your foolishness. We bind your sin. We bind your transgression. We bind your religion in Jesus' name. We bind all your gods, all your warring gods. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for covering every Christian in Jesus' name. We give you the praise. We give you the praise, Lord. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all more Jellin's attacks and every attack and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms or shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you. In the name of Jesus, we bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. And we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, monitor, track, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, gluttony, false flags. In the name of Jesus Christ, we return to sender according to the covenant, all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychalliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, all blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind. Binding the inordinate use of conjugal rites, returning to sender all witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website, the app, Rukade, and the broadcast in Jesus' name. Binding all abortions as a magical ritual. Returning to sender all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, and such, all occult activity, Returning all Nigerian witchcraft and occultism in Jesus' name. Returning to sender, all Chaldean witchcraft, hexes, vexes, slammings, and such. Returning to sender all Spanish witchcraft, brujeria, in the name of Jesus. Taking authority, dominion, and power over occult and witchcraft persons, seducing weak Christians into relationships of a romantic nature or a spiritual nature, causing them to be defiled, falling away from Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over you in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and Father, some of our members have family members and friends that have been bewitched by an evil, wicked person, and they are seducing them into sin. We take authority, dominion, and power over the sin in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind it. We take authority, dominion, and power over the collusion in sin and wickedness and evil in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the blindness of the one that was a Christian in the name of Jesus, an uncommitted Christian at that. We take authority, dominion, and power over people who refuse to listen when their relatives warn them of wickedness in their lives in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, to intervene according to your mercy and your love. Father, we intercede for them now in Jesus' name. We intercede for them now. Some of us have blood relatives that are dating somebody that's a witch or a wizard or a warlock or such in Jesus' name. We bind the relationship. We bind the relationship. We bind the relationship. We forbid their demons to walk in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid their demons to walk in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare civil war between their demons in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare civil war between their demons. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Runde da brakia si e kuru kule leria. Sharu le dio su le dio su da le dia. Yoru gule le dia si de dio su do brika. Yakumba babruko ni gebrisha le dio su ta. Yaru gule le dio su le dio su da brike de dio su la la. Rike de dia brusha le dia sa ta brike. We as arukota, many of us have relatives and persons that are close to us. Rike de la brisha la de Yosua, Rikita la brosha. Rike de la brisha la de Yosua, de Yosua, de Yosua, de Yosua, de Yosua, Rike de la dea. That are walking in abomination. They are living their lives as an abomination before the Lord. Father, we send the sword of the Spirit between that person's soul, spirit, and the abomination that they're engaging in Jesus' name. We send the sword of the Spirit between that person's spirit and soul and the abomination that they are walking in the name of Jesus Christ. Ruga de la brisha la de Dios, rekehla la de Osunda, runga de la brisha la de Dios, la de Akur, cola de Diasiki, renda de brosa la de Dios, la de Osunda, de Broco, correkehla de Diasiki, sharru gola de Osunda, de Broco, bababa, rugo de brisha, runga de la brisha la de Dios, la de Okora, lele, sed de Diasa, yerriki de la brosa la de Osunda, tisha. Amen. We take authority, dominion, and power over the power of their pride in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to pull their pride down and reduce it to humility in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We're binding all covens, cults, conclaves, and cabals. We bind all of your false religions, all your false doctrines, all your demons, all your idolatry, all your pride, all your rebellion, and all your stubbornness in the name of Jesus Christ. And we loose over you the mercy of Jesus Christ. It's the Lord's will that all be saved, and we come into agreement with him. Rica de la brisha. Rica de la brusha la de Yosula la de Yosunda de Brique. Rica de la brisha la de Andara Ruku de la brusha la de Yosula la de Akai. Rica de la brisha la de Yosula la de Akai. Rugola la de Asanda de Brique de Yosula la. Rica de la brisha la de Yosur, Rocaja de Anda, Rocotorobri. Rica de la brusha la de Yosur, Kita de Abra. Father, in the name of Jesus, I entered in via one of our sisters a prayer request, an adjudication from the righteous judge. We're requesting adjudications on all these songs that the devil is putting into the airways for the young people, all these celebrities that's telling them it's all right to sell their soul to the devil for money. Runga di brisha la de osur, rikele la de osunda de abri. Ruka de brisha la de osur, rogore la de osunda de abri. Rika de brisha la de osur, rikita de abri kede de. I release the love of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, against those spirits in Jesus' name. Urra la de. Rika de brisha la de osur, rogore la de asa. Runga de brisha la de osunda de abri kede de asa la de osunda de abri. Opening clubs up where boys like boys and girls like girls. Ruka de la brisha la de Yosur, Reki. Rika de la brisha la de Yosur, Gada de Yosula de Yasota. Runga de la brisha la de Yosur, Gida de Bruka, Baba Ruka de la brisha. Yerriki de Yosur, Rekita de brisha de Riki de la brisha, Kur gule de la sande de brisha de la dea. Rika de Rusa de la 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 yokur, Kahle de Yasita de Bru. Rika de la brusa la de Yosur, Rekita de brisha la de Ruka de la brisha la de Yakarata Ramana. Rika de la brisha la de Yosula de Yosuta de Brika de Let the warning go forth from the throne of God. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. Ruka de la brosa la de Yosur, Rikita de Brisha, Rika de la brosa la de Yosur, Rikita de Manakur, Rikita de Yosur, Rika de la brosa la de Yosur. Father, we ask that you release your judgment against these celebrities. Urre la de Yosur, Runga de la brosa la de Yosur, la de Yosur, Rikita, that are seducing the young people into homosexual, transsexual, bisexual, and any other kind of abomination relationship in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Rude de de yosuri de de baroka. Arrikita de breche. Rike de breche la de yosura. Ika resela de yosuri kita de breche la de yosura la de. Kiba baba baruka de diya halalaya. Ida de brosela de yaka. Erro kohore de diasi. We are breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. We're binding superficial religious acts and every act of sexual sin. We're binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic,
Folk magic spells, binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them, binding on magical language, magic signs, magical patterns, even in numbering, binding synchrony, binding and caging Poseidon and all other underwater demons, and stripping them of their crowns, their powers, and their thrones in Jesus' name, transferring them back to Jesus Christ, binding all conjurations and summonings of demons in the name of Jesus, binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writing, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells, and potions, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception. Thank you, Lord. Warrika, we bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe, fantasy, fables, enchantments, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressor, and the spirit and the children of disobedience. Binding magical martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic practices, absoluteness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. In the name of Jesus, we bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We chain him with eternal chains under darkness and send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, idle mind, unfocused minds, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, a culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, Osiris, Isis, all gods and goddesses, all false deities, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72 in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over you. We bind you with eternal chains under darkness and send you into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, and foolishness and work of errors of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others in the name of Jesus. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, vow, pledge, and prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grip, Freemasonry, their charters, the rituals of every secret society, and all the associated organizations in the name of Jesus. We loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all. We loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief and have come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We're binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, all EMFs and EMPs, binding and returning to sender all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. We take authority, dominion, and power over civil unrest and all the demons that bring that to being in the name of Jesus Christ. We sever and separate the demons, and we bind them. We bind their actions, their motivations, and their thoughts in Jesus' name. We bind their communications in the name of Jesus Christ. We sabotage their communications in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over every demon that has followed us, was sent to us, transferred to us. We sever ourselves from them in the name of Jesus. We command them to be bound, to go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment, even if they came through the web pages, the computer, or through our cell phone, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted or imprisoned, or the January 6th prisoners, or those that were left behind in Afghanistan or some other place, in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Lord. Father, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our mode of transportation with the blood of Jesus. And we take authority, dominion, and power over all interferences of the road, all accidents, all calamities, all collisions, all breakdowns, even our vehicles, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we forbid them to interfere or to cross our path. We thank you that you have already released and dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us. Father, we cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over demons of the night, day, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, any dream that you didn't send, Lord. And with anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, we bind everything that we were fed or given to drink in a dream. We take authority, dominion, and power over giving our agreement to any spirit in a dream in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, all of the poisons that's in your vessel because you agreed with something or ate something or drank something in a dream, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command it to come up and out of you right now in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come up and out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Deep breath and cough from your gut. Deep breath and cough from your gut. Deep breath and cough from your gut. I don't care if you don't remember the dream. I didn't ask you to remember the dream. I said deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those dreams, all of those ungodly dreams, come out now. All of those water dreams, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come on out. All of it. All of it. Fire of God. Fire of God. Burn, 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 burn. Burn it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Sex dreams burned out by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come out of God's people. You have no right. Their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We command you to come on out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, tormenting dreams, bound in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people right now. Come out of God's people. Tormenting dreams. Come out of God's people. Bound. Go into the cage. To the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come on out. Every tormenting dream, past and present, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon that causes problems when we get on the computer, we take authority, dominion, and power over you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you. We cage you. We send you to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come up and out. Come up and out. Come up and out. Now, now, now. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I send the name of Jesus to you now. Come out in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. In the name of Jesus. Come out. You have no right to be in God's people. Now, every other demon that I did not call out by name, I take authority, dominion, and power over you from my position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. I bind you. I cage you. I chain you with eternal chains under darkness, and I command you to come up and out of God's people now, right now.
feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, I ask you to release your angels to help and to assist in this in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. Come out of God's people. Deep breath and cough, everybody. Cough from your gut, not your throat. Cough from your gut, not your throat. Cough from your gut, not your throat. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Ruka de la brecha. Ruka de la brecha. La de Dios. La de Dios. La de Dios. Ruka de la brecha. That lying spirit in you, bound in Jesus' name. Ruka de la brecha. La de Dios. Rikite de la brecha. Generational lying spirit, bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. Ruka de la brecha. La de Dios. Rike de la brusha la de dieta la de Dios da rikite da bre rike de la brusha kanda rogo de Dios da le Dios da le rike de la brusha de dieste da da bra ka kur ke de Dios la rike de la brusha la de okuha sha isha na na Dios da da bre ke de Dios ura selfishness found in Jesus name brum baba ura ka da bre rike de la brusha la de okur ke de Dios la rike da da brusha la de Dios da rike deep breath and call. Everybody ought to be coughing. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus Christ. Cough it out and keep coughing. Reca de la brisa de Dios, la de Dios, requite la brisa de. Reca de Rusul, la de Dios, requite la brisa de Dios, ra. Yirguduru brisa de Dios, la de Dios, ra. Yergidi de brusha la de Dios, la breque. Rikidi de brusha la de Dios, reca de la brosa la de Dios, de ya. Now, every parent, I need you to take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that are in your children right now. I will be in agreement with you. Bind the demons in your children and command them to come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out. Ruka de la brece. Runga de la brecha la de Yosur, kahrikita da bre, ruka, lula de ya, break your grip and hold, break your grip and hold, we break your grip and hold, we break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. Runga de la brecha la, we break your grip and hold, we break your grip and hold, we break your grip and hold, we break your grip and hold over their minds. Urga la de Yosur, kahara, ruka de la brecha la de Yosur, kita de la brecha la de Yosur, ka, we break your grip and hold, we break your grip and hold, we break your grip and hold, and we command you to come out now. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out, come out, come out, come out. They're the heritage of the Lord. Come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Adeoso regete, rila la diosu regete da brosa la diessa rekita da bre, rekete da. You're bound. Come on out. In the name of Jesus, la diosu reki, rala la diosu rekete da bre, la diosu da bre. Come on out. In the name of Jesus, halalese, runge de da brosa la diosu regite da brosa la da. Rulla la dia sur, gide di brusha la dia sur, gita. Rike di brusha la dia sur, la dia sur, la dia sur, la dia sur, ki. Rala la dia sur, la dia sur, ka harikita da bre. Ringe di brusha la dia sur, ka da bre, ke di dia sur. Yes, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank for honoring our prayers, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rulla la dia sur, ke da brusha la dia sur, la dia sur, ka harada la dia sur. Yerika, we thank you, Lord, for the wall of fire that surrounds us with the glory in the midst. You said, great shall be the peace of our children, Lord. Ruka de debre. You said they will be taught of the Lord. Rika de debre shala de diosura. Rela la diosura de debrosa la de diestera la diosuta. Rela la diosura de debre shala de diosula de diosura la. Rika de debre shala la. Lord, just like Hannah did, they are our offering to you. Hey, woo! Rela de diosurri de diosurra, yerrela de diosunda da breke de diosula da, rege de da brechele de diosula de diorrela de diosurra, yerrela de diosunda da brak gurgundu da bruchata, rege de gibrichele de diosula de diosula de diosuta, yerreki de da bruchele de diosurri gide de briche, rege de da bruchele de diosurri gide de bruchele de diosula la da, rege de resele de diosula la de diosuta da brak gurgite, isha de diosurre de diasa kababa baba baba brukete, rege de gibrichele de diokuha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo, we pull out all fire darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, curses, and we return it to sender in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We destroy all ungodly silver coins and ley lines and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm in Jesus' name. We tear down, destroy, and annihilate all walls of protection, all shields of the devil around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, nanotechnology, globalists, shamans, sorcerers, and such. And we break the powers of every love spell, charm, vex, hex, curse, fetish, sorcery, magic, voodoo, mind control, brain frequency, meditations, bewitchments, death spirits, potions, sickness, pain, torment, psychic power and warfare, prayer, chains, incense and candle burnings, incantations, chanting, ungodly blessings, crystals, root work, tribal rituals, and sin. We thank you, Father, for your intervention in their lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. We return to sender spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, all the evil influences in the lives of our children. Oh, ha! We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We return to you spirits of blindness, spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hatred. And we release over the saints the peace of God that's found in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So tonight, saints, our featured, I posted this in the announcement. Our featured psalm is Psalm 14. Our verse for meditation is Leviticus chapter 4, verses 27 through 28. Amen. Amen. You're welcome. Our featured ebook is Favor, Grace of God Bible Study, Having God's Favor. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we roll the care of our children onto you. We roll the care of our children onto you in Jesus' name. And we put the wall of fire between them and every marine spirit and every sex devil in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your hedge being around them. We thank you for their season of sin being short and brief in Jesus' name. So tonight, saints, we're going to focus on true religion. True religion. True religion. True religion. Saints, for the purpose of our study tonight, the phrase true religion refers to the kingdom of God. For the purpose of our study tonight, the phrase true religion refers to the kingdom of God. So we're going to begin at Mark chapter 1, verse 15. The Gospel of Mark chapter 1, verse 15. The Gospel of Mark. Chapter 1, verse 15, and it reads, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." Repent ye, and believe the gospel. The kingdom of God, which our Lord Jesus Christ says is at hand, is the nature
of true religion. Then Jesus goes on to tell us that the way into true religion, the way into the kingdom of God, is through repentance and belief in the gospel. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That was a very important word. Amen. During Jesus' earthly ministry, many were zealous in the keeping of the ceremonial law of Moses. Not only did the unconverted Jews hold to this, but also large numbers of the early Christians. There are entire denominations today who hold to such practices. They observe all rules found in the Old Testament, either concerning meat and drink offerings, or they hold to distinctions between clean and unclean meat. In fact, I knew a lady that used to love eating shrimp, but she started going to one of these so-called messianic churches that was still steeped in the Old Testament. And so she told me while we were sitting in Red Lobster having dinner that she had to give up shrimp because of it. And as you would know, I ordered a shrimp dish, which I proceeded to continue eating, and did not agree with anything she said. I did point out to her the scripture in the New Testament that says all things are to be received with thanksgiving and prayer. But of course, when you have become religious, sometimes the truth doesn't pierce your darkness initially. Amen. So, they observed rules found in the Old Testament, either concerning meat and drink offerings, or they hold to distinctions between clean and unclean meats. They not only observed the rules themselves, but forced the same rules on all the new Christians as they turn to God. Some of them even taught Acts 15, chapter 1. Acts 15, chapter 1. Let me see. Acts 15, chapter 1. Now, that scripture that I was referring to about the meats is found in 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, for those who want to jot it down. 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, it says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Verse 4, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. So in case you were wondering where that scripture was, that's where it's located. Amen. Praise the Lord. So some of these, as I was saying, taught Acts chapter 15, verse 1, and I will read it to you now. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren, people that were Christians, that became new Christians, you know, baby Christians, and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. Well, that's not the truth. They were trying to wrap the new Christian, Gentile, Jew and all, into the traditions of Moses that God said had been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And so if you continue reading, you'll find out that they finally had to have a meeting together, the apostles did, and come to the conclusion of the matter. Amen? They had to come to the conclusion of the matter. And when it came to the eating of things, they said, unless it had been to idols. Not that the idol is anything, but it would offend somebody else's weak faith. So, let's stick with what we're trying to talk about. Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. That is not the truth. Circumcised or not circumcised, you can be saved. So they were teaching error because they wanted to bring their tradition that God had used as a schoolmaster to train them. They wanted to wrap it around and give it as holy writ as you must do it this way to new Christians. But that's not the way God looked at it. He was finished with that part. He'd moved on to faith, real faith. But you know, man has a tendency to want to be ritualistic and traditional. We are creatures of habit, as someone has said. But you see, when God moves on, you need to move on with God. And that's just the truth. When you know better, you do better. When God says, okay, I'm through with this, let's go to this. Well, what do you mean by that? Okay, I'm going to give you an extremely simple illustration. When I first started getting really, really centered in the Word, we'll call it that. We'll give it that title. At the very, very beginning, I would play this game with the Lord that a lot of Christians have played. And when I got to a place I didn't know where scripture was or I wanted to know something, I'd take my little Bible, throw it up in the air, and let it fall, and wherever it landed, whatever page it was on, somewhere on there I found the scripture to tell me what to do. Well, you know, God played that game with me just as he had with others for a couple of times. And then after that, the game didn't work anymore. After that, I had to grow up. See, I didn't get to play that game but a little bit. And after that, God was like, okay, that's enough of the game now. It's time to go on to more mature behavior. Let's get in these scriptures and learn where things are. All right, well, in looking at it from that perspective, when God said, okay, that's enough, with you offering me red heifers and so on and so forth, as the Jewish people were accustomed to do for a very long time, he was ready to move on into faith, real faith, faith through Jesus Christ. Well, all of them weren't ready. So you see what is happening in Acts chapter 15, verse 1. So the question is, what is true religion? What is it? Well, Paul corrected these people by declaring to them that true religion does not consist of meat or drink or any ritual observances. Now, I know there are some of you that come from a more, let me see, I'm going to use the word orthodox, okay, not in an offensive way, but I think you're picking up what I'm trying to say. Some of you come from backgrounds, religious backgrounds, that have tons of tradition. Tons of tradition, but not like what you're experiencing here at Miracle at all. I think you know what I'm saying. It does not depend upon any outward thing whatsoever. It is not in anything outside of the heart. The whole essence of true religion is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Forms and ceremonies, even the best kind, things, and not true religion. Though these observances may be significant spiritual events and helpful to both the learned and the uneducated, nevertheless, they do not contain true religion. Even during the time that God's appointment of them remains in force. Okay. I have known of God telling the pastor, okay, have the people do this, whatever the this might have been. Because God's trying to help their weak faith come to the place where he can take them on to the next step. And so let's say for about 3 years they do this particular thing because God's trying to ingrain a certain truth. Well, okay, when God's finished doing that, he moves on. So then there's no need to do that particular thing the way they did it before again. But there are going to be people that want to do it every year, every year, every year, every year, just like they did it the first time, because I like it that way. And the pastor's saying, no, God's moved on. And he explains or she explains the reason that God gave it to begin with or that way. It's part of the work of the flesh. It's part of the work of the flesh. And then they end up trying to put God in a box. But we all know that that doesn't work at all. Amen? Amen. I think you understand what I'm saying. Amen. You understand what I'm saying. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, when God's ready to move on, you're supposed to move on with God. Praise God. We all right there? Okay, good. So, God wants us to move with him and not get stuck in ceremonies or rites or observances. They're fine in and of themselves, but we don't have to be stuck on them. I think you know what I'm saying. Amen. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, they do not contain true religion. Even during the time that God's appointment of them remains in force. Though they may be spiritual and inspirational, they do not contain true religion. It has a play about the birth of Christ. Well, why are we having a play about the birth of Christ? Well, one of the reasons is because you have a child. And you've been explaining the Bible and the gospel to this child for a while. And your child seemingly can't get the point. So the one time you take them to the play to see what it was, a depiction of what it was like. Oh, the child says. So that's the way they did it back in the old days, in the olden times? And you say yes. So you mean Jesus was born in a stable with the animals? Yes. Now, you've been telling the child this for a long time, but it didn't sink in. Finally, they see a depiction or something going on, something to trigger the brain, you know, to turn that thing on, and they finally start to begin to get it. Well, it's okay to have that, but in and of itself, it is not true religion. That's what we're talking about tonight. Amen. There's nothing wrong with having it. It's helping to turn on the button in your kid's head, wherever that is. Amen? Because they think everything they see on their cell phone, everything they see in the movies, everything they see on TV is real. But that stuff that you're talking about in the Bible, it happened so long ago, it's not real. That's the way they think. And so you have to kind of do something to help them along. Amen? I can remember when my godchild, I was determined to get through to her. And so I found a copy of the Ten Commandments. And so I sat down with her one Thanksgiving, and we watched that entire movie. And at the conclusion of the movie, her comment was, well, I was trying to tell her about the very Ten Commandments. Well, that was just a movie. I said, really? So we made her go get her Bible, turn to the scriptures that describe the entire scene of Moses and Pharaoh and all of the plagues and whatnot, the whole thing, and read it. And then when she started getting to the actual Ten Commandments, she didn't want to read that part. That demon in her did not want her to read it, but she had to read it. She could whine and cry and all of that kind of thing, but she had to read those scriptures. And so she had to stop with this lie that she had concocted for herself, that the movie was just a movie and it wasn't about anything real. Yes, it was. And there it was right in her face in her own Bible. So I'm going to tell you how this worked. So Sunday she went to church. She went to church school. And in her class, they asked her to pray. Oh, my. Now we know God is moving. And I was told that she prayed very well. Now, during this season of her life, she had been mistreating and disrespecting her mother. So later on that afternoon, her mother went to the store. She was backing out to go to the store just to pick up the things the family needed. And so this lovely child, it was hard-headed, stiff-necked, and didn't want to hear, goes into crying and screaming and carrying on. Oh, Mom, don't leave, don't leave, don't leave. I wish I had an Oscar to give her. And her mother goes, what's wrong with you? Oh, don't leave, don't leave, come back. You know, with tears the whole nine yards. All it was the convicting power of the Holy Spirit was tearing her little you-know-what up about how she'd been treating her mother all this time. And her mother couldn't understand until I butt in. I said, no, that's just the conviction of the Holy Spirit. She's crying and going on because God's on her case. So you see, things help get through to thick-headed people. People that just don't want to hear, don't want to listen, or maybe they just don't get it. Amen? But even these things, these helps, these little supports and props, they themselves are not true religion.
Okay? That's what we're saying. We're not saying they're terrible. We're just saying they're not the essence of true religion. So, okay, where were we? Okay, this is even more true regarding rites and forms that are only creations of believers. The religion of Jesus is much higher and goes far deeper than all of these ceremonies. Ceremonies are good in their place, just as long as they are secondary to true religion. It is not necessary to object to them if they are used as confirmations of the gospel or helps to human weakness. Amen? But do not depend upon them any further. Humans have a tendency to place their faith in rituals rather than relationships. A belief would make any ritual an abomination to the Lord. The nature of true religion does not properly consist of outward actions of any kind. It does not rest in various forms of worship, rites, or ceremonies. It has been said that you cannot have true religion and at the same time be guilty of vicious immoral action. Neither does one have true religion who does to others what he would not have others do to him if he were in the same circumstance. And it is also important that one can have no real religion if one knows how to do good and does not do it. Amen. Amen. Though we may abstain from outward evil works and do good and still not possess true religion. Well, what do you mean? Okay. It is to be realized and understood that two persons may do the same outward act, for example, feeding the hungry, and one acting in true religion while the other is not.
Mm-hmm.
This is because one may do the act out of love and the other for the love of praise. Although true religion leads to good works and words, its real nature abides much deeper. True religion lives in the hidden heart of the believer. True religion lives in the hidden heart of the believer. The heart? Yes, the heart. Because true religion does not consist of proper or opinions or orthodoxy. That means how you do your service, whatever that may be. These issues aren't always outward things, but they are of understanding and yet not of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
A person may be following all the creeds and doctrines in every point, espousing right opinions, defending them as well. A person may think correctly concerning the Godhead and all the other doctrines taken from the scriptures. A person may agree with historical ceremony
and liturgy, and yet have no true religion at all. A person can be just as orthodox as the best of them and still have no more true religion than a sinner. Amen. Yes, he may be considered a pagan if he is a stranger to the religion of the heart. This true religion of the heart is of value in the sight of God. And therefore, we have Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's go to Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Amen. And it reads, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. This is the first commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Amen. We are to delight ourselves in the Lord our God. We are to seek and find all happiness in him. He is our shield and our exceeding great reward, now and in eternity. We can say, there is none on earth that I desire besides you. Nothing I desire compares to you, Lord. When the Lord asks for your heart, give him your heart, your innermost soul, staying there without a rival, withholding nothing. When the Lord asks for your heart, give him your heart, your inmost soul to reign there without a rival, withholding nothing. Let your heart cry out, I love thee, O Lord, my strength. Lord, you are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my refuge, my shield, my emblem of true victory, praise, and triumph in spiritual battle. Your victory is proclaimed on high. You alone are my stronghold. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. Amen. I hope we're getting the point. Amen. Psalm 4, verse 7. Psalm 4, verse 7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and wine increase. Thou hast put gladness where? In my heart. Psalm 7, verse 10. Psalm 7, verse 10. Psalm 7, verse 10. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Psalm 9, verse 1. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. Psalm 13, verse 5. Psalm 13, verse 5. Psalm 13, verse 5. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Psalm 15, verse 2. Psalm 15, verse 2. Psalm 15, chapter 15, verse 2. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. And speaketh the truth in his heart. Psalm 19, verse 14. Psalm 19, verse 14. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about, write them upon the table of thine heart. Write mercy and truth on the table of your heart, the scripture says. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You see, before you get to the second part, you have to do the first part first. And the first part says to trust in the Lord with all of your heart instead of leaning to your own understanding. So much for traditional wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Keep my heart. Yes, you have to mount guard over what enters into your heart. You know, in other places where they have an encampment, cured area, they have a tower, and there's a soldier in the tower watching over the horizon and watching around to see what's coming at this secured area, what may be approaching, what may be attacking, what's coming in stealth. Well, in very much the same manner, we are to keep or guard our own hearts with all diligence. And most of us have not learned to do that. Most of us have not learned to do that. Some of us are much too open in relationships with people. Some of us allow all kinds of influences to tell us what to think and what to believe and what to do. And we don't check it out with him who is truth, or with the spirit of truth, we just decide to pick and choose whatever we want to pick and choose. But that's not what the scripture says. The scripture says to keep thy heart with all diligence. You're to mount guard. You're supposed to have a guard there at all times. Why? Because out of our hearts flow the issues of life. You see, you have to mount guard so that bitterness that comes out of hurt and trauma doesn't come to rest in your heart. Why? Because out of it will flow bitter water, and it will defile many. Bitter and sweet water aren't supposed to come out of the same fountain. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's visit the Gospel of Mark. Let's visit the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 12, beginning with verse 29. Mark chapter 12, beginning with verse 29. Mark chapter 12, beginning with verse 29. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Now, if you have completed that, you put a little check there. But if not, there's more work to do. And with all thy soul. Well, if you've completed that, then put a check there. But if not, there's more work to do. And with all thy mind. So, there's more work to do there. And with all thy strength, there's more work to do there. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. There is none other commandment greater than these. So your neighbor is not only your friend, your relative, or your acquaintance. Your neighbor is not only one who is virtuous, friendly, and loving toward you. Your neighbor is every human, every soul which God has made. Neighbor does not exclude those whom you have never seen or whom you do not know, either by face or name, or those whom you know to be evil and unthankful. Uh-huh. Really? Yes. Uh-huh. That's right. Amen. Amen. Let me see if I can find this scripture I'm thinking about right now. Here it is, Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Let me back that up just a little bit so you understand what we're saying here. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Why? Because that's how he acts. That's how he acts. So you can always ask him to teach you how to act the way he acts. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? You know, someone wrote me recently and said they were trying to witness to this person who said, well, why did God sit there and let Hitler kill all the Jews? And why did something else happen that happened and so on and so forth? Well, we know that God gave every human a free will, and he allows us to exercise a free will. We know that corruption has entered the human race, and what God created as good and declared as good became corrupted when sin entered in. We know because we have an enemy of our souls, the devil, who tries and tempts people to do wicked and evil things. We know because the devil tempts some of you to be passive and complacent. And when you see things going on, you stand there like a calf at a new gate instead of at least pleading the blood of Jesus over the situation. Amen. So when Hitler was killing all the Jews, there were Christians standing up in church singing Christian songs and singing them real loud so they didn't have to hear the trains go by with the Jews moaning and crying and screaming in the train. You see, a lot of things happen because people refuse to do what's right even though they know what right is. It's not that God did it. It's just that people are using their will against the will of God. So to the person who wrote me, this is your answer. And I do believe you knew the answer, but you didn't take a moment to think about it at that time. Amen? So your Father says that we are to love. Your neighbor does not exclude those whom you have never seen or whom you do not know, either by face or name, are those whom you know to be evil and unthankful. Even those who despitefully use you and persecute you are not excluded. You are to love them all as you love yourself. Amen? Amen. And we're going to conclude our little conversation about true religion for the moment. And at another time, the Lord will pick it back up again and we will continue. But it was important for us to establish a foundation tonight of what true religion is. Amen. Amen. Yes, that is the truth, okay? Tell you this, Stacy, warlock or not, he's your neighbor, okay? That's right. Everybody's your neighbor. Amen. People who act ugly, people who want to abort babies, they're still your neighbor. They're wrong, but they're still your neighbor. That's the way God sees it. So we've discussed Amos 3:3 and said the two can't walk together lest they be agreed. So since God says that's your neighbor, we're going to agree with God. We're going to let go of our own opinion. And we're going to align our opinion with God. You know, as we were seeking the Lord, we were praying this prayer every day. And the prayer says, Lord, help me not to take you and your grace for granted. Teach me, Lord, to dismiss my own opinion and preference for your opinion. Amen. Only the Lord knows that, but I would suggest that you seek the Lord and ask him to save the person. And if he can be saved, the Holy Spirit will go to work in that area. Amen? Amen. So now what jeans is this that has a Buddha on them? I know you all are not wearing those jeans, right? I just know that because you don't go around wearing jeans with a Buddha on them. You know better than that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We learn, we live, and we learn. Amen. We live, we grow, and we learn. Praise the Lord. So, now, for what he taught us thus far tonight, and what he will add to this when we come back to it. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, somebody asked me, what are we supposed to do when we go to see relatives? Well, when I post the announcements tonight, I posted those things. So you should scroll up and find them and put them inside your Bible so that you can refer to them every time. Amen? Amen. I listed them there, so that's where they are. All right. So now we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning an illegal immigrant was wrongly banned, so we were told, from possessing guns according to a recent ruling. A federal law, section 922 of Title 18 of the U.S. Code, bars illegal immigrants from carrying guns or ammunition. Prosecutors charge Herberto Carbajal Flores, the illegal alien, in 2020 after he was found in Chicago carrying a semi-automatic pistol despite knowing he was an alien illegally and unlawfully in the United States. The U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman rejected two motions to dismiss, but the third motion, based on a 2020 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, triggering the dismissal of the case on March 8th. The non-citizen possession statute, 18 U.S.C. 922 G5, violates the Second Amendment as applied to Mr. Flores. Judge Coleman, appointed under President Barack Obama, wrote in her 8-page ruling, "Thus the court grants Mr. Flores' motion to dismiss." Lawyers for Mr. Flores had argued in the most recent motion to dismiss that the government could not show that the law in question was part of the historical tradition that delimits the outer bounds of the right to keep and bear arms. In 2022, the Supreme Court determined that the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment presumptively protects conduct that is covered by the amendment's plain text. To justify regulations, governments must show that each regulation is consistent with this nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation, the High Court said at the time. Only firearm regulation is consistent with this nation's historical tradition may a court conclude that the individual's conduct falls outside the Second Amendment's unqualified command, it said. Lifetime disarmament of an individual based on alienage or nationality alone does not have roots in the history and tradition of the United States. Mr. Flores's lawyers argued. They pointed to several rulings interpreting the Supreme Court's decision, including an appeals court ruling that declared stripping a man convicted of a nonviolent crime of his gun rights was unconstitutional. The government opposed the motion, noting that neither of the cited decisions applied to illegal immigrants and that the defendant ignored other rulings that did, including a 2023 ruling that found that the Second Amendment rights aren't afforded to illegal immigrants. The government also offered examples of laws that prohibited certain categories of people from carrying guns, including individuals who threatened the social order through their untrustworthy adherence to the rule of law. But Judge Coleman ruled for the defendant, finding that the laws against untrustworthy people contained exceptions for people who signed loyalty oaths and who were deemed nonviolent. The government argues that Mr. Flores is a non-citizen who is unlawfully present in this country. The court notes, however, that Mr. Flores has never been convicted of a felony, a violent crime, or a crime involving the use of a weapon. Even in the present case, Mr. Flores contends that he received and used the handgun solely for self-protection and protection of property during a time of documented civil unrest in the spring of 2020, she wrote. Additionally, pretrial service has confirmed that Mr. Flores has consistently adhered to and fulfilled all the stipulated conditions of his release, is gainfully employed, and has no new arrests or outstanding warrants. The court finds that Mr. Flores's criminal record containing no improper use of a weapon, as well as the nonviolent circumstances of his arrest, do not support a finding that he poses a risk to public safety such that he cannot be trusted to use a weapon responsibly and should be deprived of his Second Amendment right to bear arms in self-defense. An attorney representing Mr. Flores declined to comment. Federal prosecutors didn't respond to a request for comment. The ruling drew a range of reactions from people in the legal community. Supreme Court has said that the people are members of the political community. Larry Keene, a lawyer for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, wrote on X, illegal aliens are not illegal aliens in the U.S. are not part of the political community and thus do not have to Second Amendment rights. Costas Morris, a lawyer who represents the California Rifle and Pistol Association, said that he also saw the issue that way. Bruin asked for a historical tradition of modern regulation that justifies the modern law, and one plainly exists here, he wrote, noting that groups that have been disarmed in the past, including loyalists, have the common thread of being outside of the political community. Matthew L., another lawyer, disagreed, writing in an analysis that all immigrants, even ones in the country illegally, are part of the people in the Second Amendment. His argument rested in part on the 14th Amendment, which applies to any person within the country. To find that illegal immigrants are outside of the people protected by the Second Amendment, you must believe that the framers were talking about a different people in the First, Fourth, Ninth Amendments, he wrote, adding later that he sided with the court in finding differences between historical laws, such as the one that barred loyalists from owning guns, and the law that applies to illegal immigrants. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning, in a move that has raised eyebrows across the political spectrum, President Joe Biden's administration has slapped sanctions on Israelis for alleged extremist settler violence. This is a concerning development as it marks the first time the U.S. has taken action against Israel relating to a specific area. These sanctions, announced on Thursday, are a clear gift to the anti-Israeli and anti-Semitic boycott divestment sanctions movement. This movement has long targeted Israel for condemnation and isolation, and the Biden administration's actions are a direct endorsement of their tactics. It's also worth noting that these sanctions come on the same day that the top White House officials were sent to meet with Palestinian Americans in Chicago, a move that raises questions about where the administration's priorities lie. What's even more troubling is that these sanctions are based on accusations of settler violence that have not been proven in a court of law. This opens up the possibility of leftist organizations feeding false reports to the State Department to put pressure on Israel. Meanwhile, Palestinians who have committed acts of terror against Israelis are not being held accountable in the same way. This double standard is profoundly concerning and sends a signal that the U.S. is not prepared to stand by its closest ally in the Middle East. It's worth noting that these sanctions also come on the heels of the Biden administration renewing a waiver on Iran that will allow the regime to access billions of dollars in assets. Now, I don't know where you were when that Iran issue broke out, but I was in college. And I remember on FSU's campus, they went on the campus and got those students and put them out of the country. When those folks over there took over the U.S. Embassy, the immigration people came and got those students off the campus and put them out the country. I want you to think about that. I was in college at the time, and that's probably why I remember it so well. Amen. It's worth noting, once again, that these sanctions also come in the heels of the Biden administration renewing a waiver on Iran that will allow the regime to access billions of dollars in assets. This is a puzzling decision, especially because Iran continues to fund attacks on Israel and is supporting militias that are targeting U.S. troops in the region. It also sends a concerning message to our allies in the region and undermines the U.S.'s credibility as a reliable partner. So, we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. The White House knew since late October that Israel was regularly bombing civilian targets in Gaza. But President Joe Biden continued to publicly defend the Israeli military's conduct, the Washington Post reported on Monday. On October 27, 3 weeks into Israel's war with Hamas, Biden's top foreign policy officials told a small group at the White House that Israel was regularly bombing buildings without solid intelligence that there were legitimate military targets, the newspaper wrote, citing three sources familiar with the meeting. The officials also expressed concern that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had no clear plan for defeating the Palestinian militant group, with one source telling the Post that from the very beginning, there's been a sense of us not knowing how the Israelis were going to do what they said they were going to do. At the time, the U.S. was rushing military aid to Israel. 2 weeks before the meeting, Biden visited the Jewish state and publicly declared that as long as the United States stands, Israel will not be alone. On the same day as the meeting, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the U.S. would not impose any red lines on how Israel conducted its military campaign. The meeting did little to change the rhetoric of Biden or his officials. The president didn't criticize Israel over the repeated bombing of a refugee camp in early November. Likewise, the White House publicly backed Israel's decision to bomb Gaza's largest hospital later that month, with Kirby telling reporters that Hamas had hidden a command center beneath the facility. Behind the scenes, however, U.S. officials worried that such a statement would be seen by the Israelis as a green light to attack the hospital, the Washington Post reported. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen told the newspaper that there was some disconnect between what Kirby said and what U.S. intelligence reports actually showed, without explaining further. Amid growing discontent from his own voters, Biden has since become more critical of Netanyahu. As early as January, the U.S. president claimed that he was quietly working with the Israeli government to get them to reduce and significantly get out of Gaza. However, when those conversations yielded little result, U.S. officials offered few public rebukes and no evident consequences, the Post sources said. At every juncture, Netanyahu has given Biden the finger, Van Hollen told Axios in January, declaring that the Biden administration is pleading with the Netanyahu coalition but getting slapped in the face over and over again. Netanyahu announced on Friday that he had approved plans to attack the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. Rafah is currently home to more than a million Palestinians displaced from other parts of the enclave. Biden told MSNBC earlier this month that an Israeli operation there would cross a red line. Biden partially walked his comments back moments later, telling MSNBC that Netanyahu has a right to defend Israel, but must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost. so we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. My, my, my. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning day by day the accumulating evidence makes it harder to cling to the naive idea that the upheavals defining our times are simply natural coincidences. There is a deliberate campaign to instill fear and manipulate us using psychological warfare. The goal is to strip away our ability to think, feel, and act freely, to undermine individual autonomy, critical thinking, and morality, to make us submissive to their agenda. Various techniques are used to influence our thoughts and choices, including addiction to technology, especially among children. Social media platforms are designed to control and influence what people think and say. Social media platforms are designed to control and influence what people think and say. Platforms such as Telegram became hotbeds for confusion and control. It's becoming increasingly clear that we are at the center of a deliberate campaign designed to instill fear, not by chance, but through careful manipulation, with the aim of not only alarming us, but of rendering us powerless through various artificial means. At the core of this deliberate disorder is the elite's chosen tool, psychological warfare. This tactic goes beyond physical conflict, aiming to penetrate the psyche and systematically degrade the human spirit. The battle is not over land or resources, but over the essence of what makes us human. Our ability to feel and act freely. The elite's goal is disturbingly straightforward: to hollow out the individual, leaving an empty shell while stripping away the soul. They employ an array of techniques to influence our thoughts and choices, making us unknowingly conform to their dark agenda. Conventional warfare serves merely as a diversion, a secondary concern compared to the widespread psychological onslaught designed to make us submissive, not by force, but by surrendering our inner strength. To make us submissive, not by force, but by surrendering our inner strength. To make us submissive, not by force, but by surrendering our inner strength. The proliferation of new technologies and smart devices, including games, movies, and various gadgets, leads to an addiction to these products. This addiction replaces or diminishes the user's mental faculties such as memory, attention, concentration, and creativity. You know, I'm going to stop. I'm going to pause right here for a second and say something. I was at the car dealership one day, and I was getting something done on the car. And so when it came to signing certain paperwork, the little, what do you call them? Service representative, that's what they're called, told me to use my phone for such and such and such. And since I don't believe in people telling me what to do with my phone that I pay for the service, I said no. Now, see, most people would have just rolled right with him, but you see, I have a brain and I use it. I said, no. And so he said, don't you have it? I said, no. And I put up my 10 fingers and I waved them. I said, no, it's not an appendage. At some time, people, you got to learn to think on your feet. Remember in the Miss Universe contest, they always had to supposedly learn to think on their feet? Well, you have to learn to do that too. You can't let people just tell you anything and manipulate you any way they want. At some point, you have to learn to be the resistance. You can't go along to get along. Jesus didn't do it, and you can't do it either. Now, back to the article. Children, for instance, are opting for videos over reading. And the Bible says to give attendance to what? Reading. That may not be appropriate or educational. Over time, this does not only dumb down the population. Oh, yes, it has. Making them more ignorant and dependent on the system they are unwittingly a part of, but it also turns them into addicts of this very system. Social media platforms are designed with a primary goal, to control and influence what people say and think, especially those with dissenting opinions. Alternative media channels like Telegram become hotbeds for controlling and confusing those seeking to escape this manipulation. Moreover, young people are increasingly influenced by influencers, many of whom promote superficial or harmful behaviors, further shaping the actions and thoughts of impressionable audiences. Lastly, a key strategy in this manipulation is to instill fear and anxiety in the population through the invention or exaggeration of threats, such as diseases, COVID-19, okay? These threats may be completely fabricated or significantly overstated, creating confusion and fear. This fear-mongering is often used to justify new medical inventions, vaccines, or the rationale for conflicts, further entrenching the population in a cycle of dependency and manipulation by those in power. The terminology employed by the so-called deep state reflects a profound understanding of the psychological and mental dimensions of human control and influence. They recognize the immense power that the mind and spirit wield, a power that is central to their use of occultism, O-C-C-U-L-T-I-S-M. Occultism. These traditions underscore the belief in the mind's ability to manifest reality and deceive individuals into accepting illusions as truth, and deceive individuals into accepting illusions as truth. Here are some key terms that encapsulate their methods and objectives. Persuade, convincing individuals to adopt certain viewpoints or actions that align with their agenda. Number two, influence, shaping the thoughts, behaviors, and decisions of people subtly yet effectively. Number three, change, altering perceptions and attitudes to ensure they correspond with their desired narrative. Number four, entertain, capturing the attention of the masses through distractions, keeping them preoccupied and away from critical thinking. Now, remember when I told you about the rocking chairs and the swings on the front porch? Well, they pulled you away from distractions. You got to sit there quietly and think critically. Encouraging obedience and submission to their directives without question. So I didn't comply. I didn't pull out my cell phone and let him tell me how to use my device that I own, that I paid for, that I pay for the service for, just because it was convenient to him. It wasn't convenient to me. It wasn't helping me. He's trying to take authority over my phone. And I said, no. I've been practicing no since I was a baby. I know how to say it. No. And I know how to back it up. You should try that too. Distract, diverting attention from significant issues or truths through various means of entertainment or misinformation. Accept, fostering a sense of resignation or acceptance towards certain ideologies, norms, or conditions. Well, I guess it's just going to always be that way. No, not at all. Scare, S-C-A-R-E, utilizing fear as a tool to manipulate emotions and reactions, often to justify control measures. Now, God had me to preach to you at least 7 to 10 sermons on no fear, kill the fear, get rid of the fear, get rid of the fear, get rid of the fear, at the very beginning of COVID. And some of you just sat there as if water was being poured on you and you did nothing. But God's not playing that game. The Bible says the fearful go to hell. You might want to reconsider. Engage, keeping individuals actively involved or occupied with content or narratives that serve their purposes. Embrace, encouraging the wholehearted acceptance of certain beliefs, technologies, or changes that further their control over you. Hate, H-A-T-E, stirring emotions of animosity and division to weaken societal bonds and foster conflict. Divide, fragmenting communities and societies into opposing factors to weaken collective resistance and understanding. The narrative around the deep state and their use of various platforms and influencers to manipulate. Well, you know, the serpent was an influencer. Well, that's what he did. It's amazing they pull this term out of thin air, so you could say. But the serpent in the garden was an influencer. Uh-huh. Yes, and their use of various platforms and influencers to manipulate the public hinges on the idea that a broad array of negative emotions and states of mind are deliberately fostered within society. This manipulation extends through entertainment, social media, and cultural trends, aiming to influence particularly vulnerable groups such as young people, influencers, as seen on platforms like YouTube, play a significant role in this by promoting content that can be detrimental to the development of children and young adults. This content often glorifies behaviors and ideologies that are antisocial, harmful, or morally questionable. Arguments suggest that such influencers are not merely sharing their lives or interests, but are actively participating in a larger agenda to degrade societal values and norms. Okay, I can't remember that word right now, Lord, but you'll bring it to me. Which is why you see all of these drag queens at the library. Moving on. Video games are cited as examples of media that reward negative behavior such as theft and violence, further contributing to the alleged overreaching strategy of moral and ethical degradation. By engaging with these games, people, especially the youth, might be more susceptible to adopting the behaviors and attitudes portrayed, thus fulfilling the purported objective of leading society away from constructive pursuits and into chaos and discord. Yeah, you know, you have all these police shows, and every single one, somebody's getting killed. And there are guns everywhere, and blood goes here, and blood goes there. You know, all of that. Various forms of media and influence are not isolated phenomena, but interconnected tools used by those in power to shape public consciousness in ways that undermine individual autonomy, morality, and critical thinking. It's not called critical feeling, it's called critical thinking. The concern about the impact of modern technology and social media on young people is widespread, touching on issues from addiction and mental health to privacy and safety. The use of social media, especially platforms like TikTok, has led to the proliferation of trends and challenges, some of which have had dangerous or even fatal outcomes. These platforms, while offering unprecedented ways to connect and share, also present risks, especially to younger, more impressionable users. The phenomena of gang stalking or coordinated harassment campaigns online is a serious issue. Individuals may find themselves targeted by groups, receiving threatening or demeaning messages that can significantly impact their mental well-being. These actions are often anonymous, exploiting the Internet's veil of anonymity to avoid repercussions. The psychological effect of such harassment can be profound, affecting individuals' mood, motivation, and overall mental health. Many intelligence agencies operate hacker farms, employing individuals globally to undertake various tasks. They suddenly enter individuals' lives, influencing them to behave in the desired manner. Additionally, the digital landscape is heavily influenced by artificial intelligence and algorithms, which determine the visibility and popularity of content and influence. These digital gatekeepers or forest guardians often promote content that is trivial or harmful, contributing to a culture of distraction and superficiality. The proliferation of the Internet, smart devices, and various modern interventions, including social and political events, is a manifestation of a larger strategy to manipulate public consciousness. Without the widespread distraction and compliance referred to by figures like Lord Jacob Rothschild, none of these developments would have been possible. The ultimate goal of such manipulation is to shape perceptions and beliefs, steering society in directions that serve specific interests and agendas. Amen? So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications on such. Amen. We want to give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Father, we're going to offer some prayers to you tonight via our brother. And we thank you for listening to, hearing, and receiving and responding to our specific requests according to the adjudications that we have presented to you and to the righteous judge in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You love us all so extravagantly. Jesus loves us so extravagantly. And you didn't leave us as orphans. You sent the Holy Ghost. You sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Been there a lot in the past. We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption. So we continue to cast all of our care upon you, Lord Jesus, and on your cross, where you triumphed over every demon openly in it, triumphing over them in it, in the cross. Because you are not a dead man out of mind. You have the power of an endless life. As Pastor Sabrina said at the beginning of the worship service, Jesus is alive. He was resurrected. He didn't die and then stay dead. No, he came back to life. And guess what? What is it? Catch 22? He can never, ever, ever, ever die again. He has the power of an endless life. And he's given us the power to take up his life into us, to drink into one spirit with him. Thank you that your arm is not too short to save. Thank you, Father God, for raising Christ Jesus to your right hand, at your right hand, in the heavenlies, in the third heaven. And yet that's the name that's above every name. It's above the name of Netanyahu. It's above the name of whoever the leaders are in Iran. I'm sorry, I have no clue. I don't follow all that. But Father God, you know everything. You know how many hairs are on my head. You know how you've provided for each and every one of us. We've had more than two or three meals. Even those who are very young, even the little ones, you provided more than two or three meals. Maybe it's a mummy's milk, but it's something really nourishing and helpful. And some people, we need to say thank you. So thank you, Father. Thank we come boldly before your throne of grace in time of need. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be sozo, shall be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. And Father, you don't even want one of these little ones to perish. That's what it says in Matthew 18:14. You don't want one of them to perish, Father God, but too many have already perished. Too many people in various nations. Yes, in Israel. Yes, in the United States with abortion. Yeah, they do abortions in Israel. They claim to believe that they're Jewish and that says thou shalt not kill. But some people in this country claim to be Christians and think it's okay. Well, she was raped. We should, get rid of that hunk of flesh out of her. Well, really? Well, did the baby do anything wrong? We've heard about many powerful ministers that have come from very unpleasant beginnings, Father God. Not ideal beginnings. But then we find out that everyone has sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Everyone. I know I have. I know Pat Holiday admitted that she had. I think we all have to admit it if we look in the mirror more than a second. And what is the real mirror? The mirror is your word. We find in your word what it says. Yeah, we're supposed to love our neighbors ourselves. With what? But we have to love ourselves. How well do we do with that? So if not being stuck on ourselves, that's idolatry. But no, we're supposed to actually say, oh, you mean I want to do what's right for this body because it really actually doesn't belong to me. It belongs to who? God, who created heaven and earth. Oh, even before we gave it to him, it still belongs to him because that's what it says in your word. It was at the end of First Chronicles. It's really quite astonishing. It really is. It's something that most people that claim to be Christians don't really think about. Our Father forever and ever, For thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. You mean the World Economic Forum isn't the head of all? You mean the Pope isn't head of all? The local rabbi isn't head of all? Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and thy hand is power and might, and thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your name. Baruch Abba B'Shem Yahweh. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You said Jesus isn't coming back till they say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So we say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, because we know the time's getting closer. We don't know when it is. Jesus doesn't know when it is, like it says in Mark. Only Father God knows when he's going to say, son, go get your bride. Father, help us all to have our wedding garments on, the robe of righteousness on. Yeah, God is no respecter of persons. He wants us to be ready. So, Father, we come before your throne of grace for all these adjudications. Pastor Sabrina has just read through so carefully. We miss Brother Bill and not putting all those things in the chat room. And Sabrina, you don't need to bother to send these to me on my email after the fact. It's okay. We come before your throne of grace. Father, we forgive everyone, including ourselves, of all kinds of things. But concerning the Second Amendment, Father God, I don't know what the best thing is in this, but you do. There's some people that are so-called aliens or people seeking refuge or whatever. And, you know, the Israelites, they were people, you know, in bondage for, what, 400 years in Egypt? And they had a pretty hard thing there, building all kinds of stuff and making bricks out of clay. They didn't have much fun, Father God. And then some of these people coming into this country, they're in forced labor too. So, Father, it's not much fun. And we're not supposed to be too critical. But then, God, Father God, we know that there are nefarious people, like you even talked about in the New Testament. You said you found some people of the baser sort to bring accusations against your saints, Father God. There are some people that have that are willing to take some money and to like mercenaries, you know. They come to do things that are not nice in your sight, Father God. And say, you know how to make a distinction between those that have good intentions, because you're looking at the heart. That's what Pastor Sabrina is reading about, the whole thing. It's all about the heart. You look at everyone's heart. You don't care what language they speak. You know all the languages. The Holy Ghost knows every language. Father God, but you look at the heart. But some people, they would like to be able to use the Second Amendment to protect themselves, and that's not a bad idea, especially if they want to defund the police in all these blue cities. That's not a bad idea, perhaps. I think even pastors suggested that some time ago. The people might want to get a concealed carry permit. I don't know if that's necessary, but maybe it's not a bad idea. I don't know. But Father God, there are some people that have purchase firearms, and they're not being properly taken care of by our current legal system because they're connected with people in high positions. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know, he didn't do what was right. He pretended he wasn't on drugs when he got that pistol or whatever. But, Father God, there's some people that actually have good intentions. But then there are others, Father, they might not want to work for multiple nefarious groups, not necessarily all just the CCP, but some people that actually are planning to take over this country because all these mamby-pamby, whiff-waff, whatever, these people that are on the soy boys, but they don't know how to stand up for their country, and they've already had the military jabbed, so that we can't depend on them. And the police may not want to bother coming if they have to protect their own families. So, Father God, what are we going to depend on? We have to depend on you. That's who we have to depend on. That's going to boil down to depending on God. It's better to trust in the Lord to put confidence in man. That's what it boils down to. Father, we ask you to make a distinction between those that would use this agenda about the Second Amendment thing, Father God. Even, what was his name? Mr. Flores or something like that. That when he used this agenda to allow illegal immigrants to be put into the military and perhaps the police, to do things that are not ideal to people who actually have been living in this country for many decades and many generations and paying taxes and doing all those things. Because all these people that are coming in, they're just being given debit cards. Oh, yeah, I got to do what you want. But they're given phones, they're given all kinds of things, maybe to help track them, but maybe for other purposes too. So, Father God, we ask for your adjudications, every one of these areas, because you gave Jesus all power in heaven and earth, and he cannot lie, and that's what he said. He said at the very end of the Gospel of Matthew, all power has been given unto me in heaven and earth, in Matthew 28:18, and he's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. So, Father God, and he's ever living to make intercession for us. So because of the blood of sprinkling, that's speaking better things than that of Abel, not because I'm righteous, apart from the blood of Jesus, only because of the blood of Jesus, Father, we come before your throne of grace. And you said, if two of you on earth agree as touching anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. And Father God, when I was with a group of believers after that was was an earthquake in Haiti some time ago, Father God, several years ago, Father God, there were people in harm's way that, yes, some people had been involved in voodoo and nasty things there, and then the curse calls let us not come. But Father God, there are some children they didn't want to bring death and destruction upon themselves. So we were praying, and the Holy Ghost fell on that bunch of guys. And Father, we prayed and interceded because that was your will. It wasn't our. I had no emotional contact with any of the people in Haiti. One of the brother there that was having the meeting, he'd been to Haiti on missionary trips three or four times, whatever it was, maybe twice. But Father God, he knew some of the people there. He could see their faces in his mind's eye. And he knew that there were children there in harm's way. But you had the Holy Ghost fall on us, Father God, like a heavy, heavy, heavy blanket, Father God. And we all fell on the ground, and we were weeping and crying out for the children. So we cry for the children in every one of these situations, whether in harm's way, Father God, including this nation, the United States, every nation, including Israel, Father God. Where those people over there, some of them have been believing their political leaders, like some people in this nation have been believing their political leaders. Oh, they only want to do what's best for us. Oh, they wouldn't help fund Hamas and pretend that they have a legal right to warfare action against those people trying to harm us. Why did they stand down when those people moved in? Well, that's a whole great question. 7 hours. So we ask for your intervention, Father God. And I think people in the Biden administration, whoever they are, the old Biden administration, some people say it's just Obama's third term, Father God, and we ask because he has a very fine line to hoe, because there's a lot of people, including Christians, that think that the nation-state of Israel represents the Israel in the Bible, which it doesn't. It's a political establishment. It may have the same name, have the same location. There is a Jerusalem there, but other real Jerusalem is the one that comes down from heaven. That's the real Jerusalem it talks about in the Bible. Where was I reading that? I think it's not only in the book of Revelation. I think it was in Galatians chapter 4. Father God, it's the real Jerusalem, Father God. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father God. The peace of what? What does Jerusalem mean? It means the flow of peace. And how did Jesus make peace? He hung on the tree. He shed his blood. But without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. There's no removal of sin. He didn't just shed ordinary blood. Yeah, he came as a man. But it was divine blood. We thank you for that divine blood. We pleaded over
Father God. When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story. How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary. And though I claimed you were back, you're still love to me.